James, great to get the home victory. You left it late.
Yeah, look, better late than never. We've been undone by goals in the last two games that went against us. And we just, you have to make your own luck. And we're thinking we're never getting any luck here. But a high ball in by Susie. And like Roisin Rogers, your captain, your leader, you know, she'll put her head in where most men wouldn't put their boot in, you know. But Roisin's the one to come up with the goods for us today.
The first half, you know, it was nip and tuck, level at half time, no surprise. And it seemed no team was really going to move away from the others. And you have to give credit, both defences played very well.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And like the ladies' game has got so defensive. And for us to have an opportunity like that, you know what I mean? Like that's three games in a row, and we haven't let anybody into double figures, you know. And I thought they got a couple of very, very soft frees there today. That's why they got so many points. But our girls done really well, and we've been working so hard with that end of it. And it's not by accident or no. Like most of our experience is in the back, you know, with Evelyn McGinley, Neve Carr, Neve Boyle. And like Boyle was outstanding today. Like her runs out of the defence today was just unreal. And like that's what our springboard is. And it's the other part of the game now we have to get a wee bit better at. And that's our transition to get to the forward line and get the scores. And it'll come. You know what I mean? We had a lot of opportunities today. And I'll go back and look at the stats. And we look at the video again. See, we had probably more opportunities today to score than we have in the last two games. So that's a good sign that we're making progress. It's about getting the scores now. And that's what's important.
I mean, the games in the league have been generally fairly low scoring. And as you mentioned there, with strong defences, goals are few and far between, but you can take a lot of encouragement from that. As you say, you know, if you add in the wides and the chances that you had, you could have had quite a bigger score.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and like we had good chances and we didn't take them. But like the ladies' game has gotten so defensive, but at the same time, you know, it's hard. We've done well at that. We set it up well. And but look, we'll take a lot of heed in that and a lot of encouragement in that. That is what's going to, you know, keep us in games down the road.
And finally, you got a week now to regroup. Is that right?
We're off next week. Yeah. We're off next week. We play Roscommon away next week. So that'll be a tough game in Roscommon. Unfortunately, they're going to take us to the back of beyond. But we have 2 weeks to work on that. We'll go and look at the video, see where we can improve, and look at their video, see where we can nullify them.
And just finally, you know, great crowd here. Great to see so many people out getting behind the girls.
Ah, look, it's brilliant. And this is a team that's on transition. You know, this team was littered with all stars for 10, 12 years. But this is a different team, and a lot of young talent, really, really good players. But the crowd really lifted them today and kept them in the game. And that's why we requested to play here in Liffey, because a lot of these girls have played a lot of football here with underage, you know, with minors and stuff. So that's we like to have our own crowd behind us and cheering us on, and it worked for us today.